flood control meeting Tuesday, May 21st. First off, is there anybody there for a public comment?
No.
Okay. On to the next. So the first thing, update on the bid award. Matt called Reader. What's his name?
Bucky.
Bucky, okay. And said he's out of town, and here in a week or so, he was going to have him go up, and we'll go walk it and kind of check on the runoff. And I told him it's, you know, it's not like last year, but it's still running pretty strong. I checked it a couple days ago, so it's still running pretty strong. But we'll, here in a week or so, kind of look at it and come up with a game plan. So I'll let you guys know when that is, and if anybody wants to come, you're more than welcome to come. So.
And I got sent the agreement between them and us, and I have it printed if anyone wants to look at it.
Okay.
So it's been awarded, and he's got the go-ahead to go. We got the letter. I don't know. Everybody read what he had to say, and I think everybody's agreement that he was a guy, and so it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. I'll let you guys know on that. The update on the piping of the overflow ditch. So Matt actually has been talking to Shirlene the last day or two, and basically she's like, well, I don't want to lose any lots. And Matt's like, well, that's fine. Well, you know, send us what your layout is, but you know, you have a chance right now to let the flood control district pipe it, or, you know, when you decide to develop it, it's going to be on your dime. So I think she's leaning towards letting us do it. And I told Matt Sunday morning, one of those neighbors called, and when we redid that ditch, they put kind of like a trash screen over where it drops into the pipe, and that thing plugged up and flooded that guy's yard. So that was this Sunday. So I told Matt, I'm like, hey, you know, make sure you let her know that. We got to kind of get the ball rolling on this, because I don't want to, you know, have that flood houses and, you know, cause any more problems. So.
So how come there was water there? Doesn't it all go down the other way now?
Well, so the problem is it's a split, you know, because the irrigation this time of year, and then, you know, some of the irrigation comes down my way, and I try to keep a pretty close eye on it and keep it, you know, tamed down. But every once in a while, like, somebody went up and messed with the gate, and all of a sudden it got a lot of water down, you know. There's kids that go up there and play, but anyway, it sent a bunch of water down for some, you know, obviously because somebody messed with the gate. So that's what I worry about. So, but.
Okay, I'm good with that. And then, if Shirlene is going to lose a lot, well, she's going to have to pay for the reroute of the pipe. That's all I've.
Yep.
We're putting in a straight shot, and if it doesn't work for her, then she'll have to pay for the difference.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Next comes straight up hers, you know, so it's a straight shot, and it's in the backyards. I mean, she was going to send it to Matt, the layout of what that she thought was going to be, you know. So, but I don't see it affecting anything because it's in people's backyards now, and I keep, if they extend that street up, you know, it should be still in people's backyards, so go straight up. But you never know. But if anybody has any, but well, hopefully by next month, you know, he'll have something, you know, he'll work out something with her, and then we can have, you know, more information to present. So,
okay.
So, item number C, he didn't give me any updates on the regular maintenance. That's one thing he didn't do. Taylor, have you seen him?
Yeah, they don't look too bad. I'm gonna go look again to make sure. It's been a few weeks since I've been over there, and a lot of stuff probably could have grown on stuff, but I'll go look again.
Okay.
Was this our annual cleaning we were going to put out for bid, or is that what we're talking about, the regular maintenance?
Yeah, okay. I think we were kind of waiting to see how this spring went okay. and then decide what we wanted to do. Is that what you guys recall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think by June, you know, this should die off and we can have a pretty good assessment on what needs to be done. So.
You just want to add that one to next month?
Yeah, Okay. I guess A, B, and C we can talk about again.
Okay.
On D, I'm 99% sure, and I don't know if Taylor, if you know, but I'm pretty sure the county has gone up there and recreated that road.
I seen them up there working two weeks ago. It looked like there was a grader up there.
Okay.
I haven't been up there to look, but.
Neither have I, and yeah.
I could probably take our side-by-side this week and look, just to ride up there and see.
Okay. Yeah, and I can have Matt get an update from the county for us too. So, but I'm pretty sure it's done. So, but and then there's one other thing that Paul, I did talk to Matt about. He's doing some research on that sinkhole, and he's going to try to get a hold of Greg in the next couple days and see if he can, you know, get any information, more information out of Greg.
Okay, so I have talked to some of the former board members, and that was put in by the flood control district. And,
okay.
And Taylor and I have both been down and looked at it today.
Okay.
And it's not that far off the asphalt of the freeway.
Right.
Somebody's put a couple of big barricade barrels there. And it looks to us like the pipe is, it's corrugated metal pipe. And it looks like.
And Matt said that was like famous for what UDOT puts in when they were putting stuff, you know, when they were doing the freeway.
Yeah. Well, it was put in by the flood control. And then they
drilled under the freeway and put a corrugated pipe in?
Yeah.
I think they did the corrugated first, and then after that they lined it with that steel pipe.
Yeah, they got a steel pipe inside of that corrugated pipe.
It just seems odd that they would core something and put a corrugated pipe through.
Well,
there's probably UDOT's made them.
What Matt thinks. He thinks UDOT put it in.
Well, I'm
you guys still think?
I'm pretty confident that the line was put in by the flood control district. Now, whether UDOT did that section under the freeway, I guess that's possible, but.
Another thing Matt asked is he wanted to check to see if UDOT's dumping water into it, you know, because they have, you know, drain boxes along the freeway. He wanted to know if they were dumping water into it. You guys, you know?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think so, but I guess it's possible. There is a box on the east side of the freeway, just east of the frontage road, a cement box where they joined the reaches together. But down where we're at, it goes down and it goes deeper in the ground.
Right. It like 45 is where it comes out, where it broke. It's really strange. But it's all rusted and broke. I think it's why it broke and then finally flooded when it broke, and then that's why it, broke.
Most of the water's going through it now, though. The water's not backing up or standing around down there. It's going on through the line. But there's a big opening there, and then, of course, there's a big hole there, sinkhole with it.
Okay.
So it must have started leaking or something. And,
right.
And then it's eventually found its way down the pipe.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, I'm surprised UDOT hasn't been a little more upset about it.
It's a huge hole. If you get a chance, you should go see it. It's pretty big.
Okay. I'll be home tomorrow night, so Thursday I'll try to run down there, but I'll call Matt. Maybe I could even see if Matt could meet us over there, just kind of, look both sides of the freeway, make sure there's nothing.
I got some videos and pictures I can send you, too.
Okay. Just making sure no UDOT lines, because, if UDOT's dumping water in there, we need to make them.
And that's possible that they have something on the east side. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think we just investigate it a little bit more, and then, work on getting it fixed. So.
Okay.
Well, if I can meet him down there, Paul, maybe I'll call you and Taylor and see if you guys are around.
Okay.
Okay.
So, that's all right.
As long as we don't hear from UDOT, I guess we're not gonna panic about the thing.
If it doesn't get more water, I don't think it should.
Well, the water's going to get better, more and more.
Oh yeah.
The next few weeks, but that's true. I think it'll handle the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll keep working on it. So. Okay. Well, number four. Anybody want to approve the minutes?
If nobody has any problem, I make a motion to approve them.
I'll second it.
Okay. Got a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the April 16th. All in favor? I'll let you guys do it one at a time. So.
Paul, yes.
Mike, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Yes for me, so. Four to... Okay. Number five, is there anything else? So basically we'll have those A, B, C, D, we'll keep updates, and then the E will have, that freeway sinkhole, we'll call it, I guess, as an update too for next time.
Okay.
Is there anything else you guys can think of?
One thing is we'll discuss that after Matt. If we have to do something down there, then I guess we'll have to approach that.
Sure.
In another meeting or on the phone or something.
Sure, I agree. Yep.
If UDOT says we have to fix it right away, do we have to have a meeting, or is that kind of an emergency deal?
I think we just have to fix it, won't we?
Yeah. I think we'll just have to fix it and have to...
It's on their property, so...
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Motion to approve the payments. Do you guys have... Tyra, do you have those in front of you? They could...
Yeah, and then... Jones and Associates sent the April one like yesterday or this morning, I can't remember. So I printed that if anyone wants to look at that one.
Okay.
So there's the March one from Jones for $6,419.50. And then the April one from Jones, $5,183.50. And then mine is $85.50.
Does anybody have any questions or concerns?
Don't think so.
I don't
know.
Okay. Motion then.
I make a motion. We pay the invoices.
I'll second it.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? do roll call.
Paul, yes.
Mike, yes.
Taylor, yes.
And Bryce, yes.
I can email that one that was just sent if you guys want the little description thing with it.
Okay. And then Kevin will get the checks and bring them down maybe in the next day or two, Tyra.
Okay.
I'll see if he will, and then I can Thursday, I'll have time to, I'll be around. I can swing by and sign too. So.
Okay. That works.
Okay. Well, I think we know what we need on the June 18th, unless anybody else has anything else.
I don't think so.
No.
I'm good, too.
Appreciate you guys coming. Sorry I can't be there in person, but appreciate you coming.
You better not be having fun. That's all I got to say.
Well, if I'm... It's work. Just working. It's,
that's not fun.
It's okay. Fun though, but it's fun work, but it's working.
Okay, all right. That counts then. We'll give you a pass. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
Someone make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I make a motion. We adjourn.
Okay, good deal. Everybody?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All great. In favor.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Tyra.
Thanks, Bryce. We'll talk to you later. That's good because my phone just went low battery.
That's good.
I was like, oh dear.
So if UDOT gets crazy about it, do we call like Ormond or something?